from the studios of Double R Radio.
WRLX's beautiful music. WRLX, Auburn, New York. I'm Rod Serling. You're listening to The Zero Hour. Rest your eyes. Exercise your imagination. Today, Keith Walker's frightened story of blinded justice. The violation. Starring Jackie Cooper. In a Mutual Broadcasting System presentation of The Zero Hour.
Brought to you by the makers of Hallmark Cards, Nabisco, Kodak, and the Ford Motor Company. This is The Zero Hour on Mutual Radio.
Smiles with Kodak's Pocket Smile Saver Kit. For less than $30, you get a little pocket camera, color film, magic cubes, extender, and lots more for less than $30. For a limited time only at your photo dealers.
A smile sees later with our Smile Saver Kit. You'll see that smile will go a long, long way.
From Kodak.
I remember growing up, but most of all, I remember Mama. The day I graduated from high school, her eyes looked bright and glad and misty all at the same time. Oh, yes, I remember Mama. I remember how she cried the day my first child was born, and the love just shone in her eyes. This Sunday is Mother's Day. Remember with a Hallmark card when you care enough to send the very best.
Justice stands blindfolded. Ever ask yourself why? How many times have you tried to right a wrong only to discover no one in power cared? That's the problem of Angela Shaw, a pretty, bright, liberated lady in the story of The Violation.
Come on, Angie. I'll walk you to the car.
That was a lovely party, Diana. It was sweet of you to surprise me like that.
Oh, my pleasure. Hey, you sure you'll be okay driving home? There's something ominous about the first rain.
Perfectly. Besides, it'll give me time to think about all that's happened today.
Okay, well, be well, and I'll see you bright and sober in the a.m.
Thanks again.
Evening, officer. The usual?
Yeah. Hey, what are you doing open on a night like that?
Oh, the boss wants to stand open. I can't complain. Coffee?
Yeah, black. You people. Hey, what are you going to do with all that money, huh? Buy a knife?
Hey, come on, officer. You lay on the same stuff on me every night. You know I'm going to college and what I earn?
Yeah, sure. No need to get touchy, huh, Pedro? You ought to give that up. Join the force. Hey, you know it's great pay? Besides, we can always use another minority.
Here's your burger. I passed there. I wouldn't want your headaches.
It isn't work, it's fun. Hey, look at that. Would you dig that short skirt and spikes? Just the thing on a rainy night.
I guess he's been a slow night, huh?
Not for me. Laid out six feeding, and I busted me a couple of crazy creeps coming out of a grocery store holding hands. They just stuck up the place. Although I don't know how they could. I mean, with limp wrists, you figure the guns would just fall out of their hands.
You want anything else?
Huh? Oh, no, no. Wishing it just rained. One drop, I turn the hog in, I beat it for Murray's. Oh, he's got some hot waitress over. Hey, that was a looker.
Hey, you didn't finish the burger.
You eat it. Gotta go keep the streets safe. Spotted me, didn't you, pretty lady? Well, let's just see if you break any laws.
Well, Angie Shaw, you finally made the grade, didn't you? Yep. Going to the top Shaw, that's me. Oh, good grief, now what? Oh, damn the taillight. I should have gotten that fixed.
Evening, ma'am. Pretty late to be out alone.
Oh, I guess you're right. Some friends gave me a party and...
See your license, please. Would you take it out of the wallet, please? Angela Shaw.
Yes.
Not married?
Yeah, that's right. But I don't see what that has to do with a broken taillight.
Yeah, I noticed the taillight. I could cause you some trouble about that. Maybe even give you a ticket.
Well, I keep meaning to get it fixed, but...
Hey, maybe you ought to bribe a police officer.
What? I would never bribe an officer.
This might be a good time to try.
Now, look, just give me a ticket so I can go.
You snotty broads are all alike. All right, slide over.
Come
on, move.
You can't get in my car.
I'm in. Now, why don't you tell me about yourself?
Get out of here. Go.
Come on.
Take your hand off my leg.
Come here. That's it.
Now, if you don't get out, I'll scream.
Go ahead. Who's going to hear your way out here?
Oh, my God, this can't be happening.
Sure it can. Come on. Hey, I know your type. You're going to enjoy it.
Please. Oh, God, this can't. Let go of my hair.
All right, shut up.
Please don't do that. You can't. I mean, you're a policeman.
That's what I'm counting on.
Gentlemen, it's a great day here at the Ritz Cracker Bakery. Ritz is celebrating its 40th birthday with a Ritz Blitz. That means you're going to save a lot of money because...
I see it! I can't see it!
The crowd is getting very excited. We're waiting for the first Ritz birthday box. We've been told there are money-saving coupons printed right on the box. 40 cents worth for the Ritz 40th birthday. And I think... Yes, it's here now! I've got the first Ritz birthday box right in my hand. It is magnificent. There's a coupon to save you 13 cents on Nescafe instant coffee. Save 10 cents on Nutter Butter cookies. 7 cents on Blue Bonnet margarine. And save 10 cents on Snack Made cheese spread. Save a total of 40 cents during the Ritz 40th birthday celebration. Remember, everything's great when it sits on a Ritz. So look for the Ritz Crackers birthday box from Nabisco at your grocer's now. Happy birthday, Ritz. Offer void where prohibited by law.
When they change a plane flight, a check to see if another is just as good or better.
Fred Underwood, Kansas City postal worker, probably knows as much about airline schedules as the airlines.
I want to give that extra service that goes with airmail. So I move it just as fast as I can to get it out of here.
And airmail is moving. Now you can almost always get next day delivery to cities up to 600 miles away. And 2-day delivery anywhere in the country. Just mail by 4 p.m., use zip code, and mail from a specially marked airmail box.
When I started here, it was all propeller planes and trains. And back in the post office, mail was handled the same way it had been for years. Now there's jet planes and zip codes, and airmail's really going places.
Airmail and zip codes. They speed everybody's letters. If you don't know a zip code, check your phone book or call the post office. Help us help you. Use zip code.
Just a minute, lady. Hey, Carter, they want your ass over to the 14th.
Please, I need you.
Just a minute, lady. Please.
No! Somebody listen to me.
Oh, lady, come on, will you? Please shut up. I'll get to you.
I will not shut up, damn it. I've just been raped.
Hey. Oh, okay. Hey, Klinsky, take the desk over, will you? All right, lady, come with me. Okay. Now, you've been raped, all right? Now, what happened?
In my own car. Oh, God. Oh, God.
Mm-hmm. Now, lady, you got to get it together. Now, you been to a hospital?
He was a policeman. I was raped by a cop.
Bull. Cops don't do that.
Now, believe me, please. It was a cop and...
Now, get out of here, lady. Take your sick story somewhere else. A cop. What are they going to think of this?
No, it's true. Please.
Come on, lady. I can smell the booze on you.
Diana, help me. Diana.
Angie, what happened? Come on in.
Diana, Sam's not at his apartment, and I don't know what to do.
Hey, your blouse is torn. You look terrible. What happened?
My God, Diana, I've just been raped.
You... What? Why, that dirty son
of
a... He got
in my car, and the policeman got in, and he put his hands all over me. He tore my blouse. It was terrible.
I think we better call the police.
No, don't. We can't. They don't believe me. They thought I was drunk.
What?
Diana, I feel so dirty inside. What am I going to do?
All right. Now, let me think. Okay. First, we got to go down to community emergency.
The hospital?
Sure. We've got to get a doctor to look at you.
No, I couldn't. I couldn't let anybody look at me.
Honey, you've got to. There's got to be medical proof that you've been assaulted. I'm going to wake up that good-for-nothing Phil Cafaro and get him to meet us.
No, Diana, you can't. I mean...
Phil won't give you a rough time, honey. Believe me. Come on, we'll take my car.
Are you the rape case?
No, she is, Miss Angela Shaw.
Okay. In here. Get into a gown behind that screen. Where's the cop?
What do you mean, cop?
No, rape cases, you gotta have a cop present. Rules. Can you hurry, Miss Shaw? Emergency's full of people tonight.
Is this all right?
Oh, yeah, sure. On the table, please. No rest for the wicked. Yeah?
I'm Lieutenant Cafaro. Miss Howard in here?
Oh, Phil! Can he come in, Doctor?
You said Lieutenant. You police?
Yes.
Oh, good. You can officiate. Miss, the stirrups, please.
I'm embarrassed. I mean, do they have to be here, Doctor?
That's the law. Hold still. Mm-hmm. Well, there's semen here. Okay, you can get dressed. I'll send a report, Lieutenant.
Does that prove I've been raped?
No, just that you've had intercourse. Little advice, lady. I've seen a lot of these. I mean, if you're mad at somebody, well, you ought to forget it. Rape's hard to prove, if you get what I mean.
Doctor, just file your report and get the hell out of here.
Phil, Angie tried to report it at the station. They just treated her like a whore. They didn't believe her.
Well, I believe you, Angie. Consider it reported.
Thank you.
First thing in the morning, you come down and we'll go through some photos. And I'll talk with the brass. Captain, I don't care if the reputation of the department is at stake. The lady was raped by a cop. Captain, I just want permission to start an investigation. Then I damn well will do it on my own. In.
Say, Lieutenant, got him in?
Sergeant, you were on the desk last night, right?
Yeah. Say, I want to talk about that girl.
Well?
You know, Lieutenant, rape's a hard thing to prove. Especially when the broad's as good-looking as her, when, after all, she's accused one of us.
Not one of us, Sergeant. Just a policeman.
Well, sir, might be some unhappy cops around if you keep sticking your nose where it's not wanted. Like, maybe you're making somebody be nasty.
So?
Well, Lieutenant, you wouldn't want anybody getting nasty. Now, would you, sir?
When you're new and kind of nervous too, you'll find a smile will go a long, long way. When your tie lands in the apple pie, a little smile will go a long, long way.
A great way to make a smile go a long, long way in pictures is with Kodak's Pocket Smile Saver Kit. It comes complete with the littlest, newest pocket Instamatic camera, a roll of color film, magic cubes, extender, carrying case, and everything you need for smile saving for less than $30. The Kodak Pocket Smile Saver Kit. You'll find it at your photo dealers for a limited time only.
So, a smiling face can go just any place. You know the moon's a million miles away. A smile equipped with our Smile Saver Kit. You'll see that smile will go a long, long, smile will go a long, long way.
From Kodak.
Now, here are the Bunkers. Gene Stapleton and Carol O'Connor.
The house we liked the best wasn't the one we ended up buying. It was beautiful on the outside, but we found out that there were terrible termites everywhere. It would have cost us thousands of dollars to really get the house in shape.
That's right, and we didn't figure on all the increases in property tax, maintenance, and other expenses. But we went to HUG and got some very good advice.
Yeah, we were pretty lucky, weren't we, Archie?
Lucky? No, Edith. We wasn't lucky. We were smart. I know some people who never got as serious as us about buying a home. They've been having headaches ever since.
Buying a home is a big deal. Learn about house hunting, property inspection, FHA-insured loans, and the responsibilities of ownership in a free booklet called The Wise Home Buying Guidebook. Write HUD, Department HB, Washington, D.C., 20402.
Look, Angie, maybe you were raped. How the hell do I know? I mean, you're always going on about being so liberated.
Sam, you don't understand.
Maybe you're getting so liberated, you just got smashed and got yourself in a little trouble, huh?
Get out of my life!
Hey, maybe I was wrong. Maybe you're wrong. Okay, if you did play around a little, I can understand. Just tell me. I'll accept the apology. Angie, come out of there. You can't run away. Angie, what are you doing in there? I'll break the door down. Angie. Oh, my God.
Dr. Safer, please report to emergency. Dr. Safer.
I feel terrible, Diana. Awful. I mean, I didn't think she would do a thing like that.
Should have believed her, Sam. What did the doctor say?
Well, that the wrist cuts weren't deep enough to sever anything, but she was raving so much she had to sedate her. They want to keep her a couple of days.
Terrific. Oh, Jesus, Sam, why don't you get the hell out of here? See Angie tomorrow if she's still sane.
Yeah, sure. Oh, hello, Lieutenant.
I just got the message.
Tell her I'll come to my room.
Oh, sure. Oh, Phil, I'm glad you got here. Can we talk?
Oh, sure. There's an empty lounge I just passed.
I called a lawyer today. He was pretty vague. Said I'd get no place fighting City Hall.
Yeah, the little people got a loud voice.
Did you have any luck at the station?
No, everyone just clams up. I talked to Lieutenant Borden. He's head of motor division. But he's worse than the rest. Rabid police loyalty. Wouldn't believe it was one of his men.
There's something else. Angie got a call. Male voice. Told her it would be unhealthy to pursue her complaints. Scared the poor girl to death.
One thing happened. I was leaving the station to come here and got pulled aside by a detective I knew. Good cop. Came out of Motors. Said he was unhappy over the heat I'd been taking and maybe I should look into a cop named Alex Singleton. I did. Seems there was a couple of complaints on Singleton from women. Lewd advances, suggestions to girls on his beat, but none of them would follow up with a formal complaint.
Could it be him?
Well, his area is near where Angie said she was stopped. Why are you looking like that?
I just got a great idea.
Tell me.
No, I'll show you. Come on.
Yeah. Hey, Pedro.
Hi, officer. Coffee?
Yeah. Hey, double sugar in that, huh? Gotta keep up my energy, you know.
Well, good night, Peter. Thanks for the great coffee.
Good night, man.
Hey, sweetheart, don't go. Come on, I'll buy you another.
No, thanks. It's getting late. I'd better get home.
Wouldn't like an official escort, would you?
I don't think so.
Well, she got you, officer. I don't think she likes men.
Yeah, see you later.
Bill. Can you hear me?
Oh, I see him. But this is crazy. I know he spotted you earlier tonight.
Sure, but he thinks I've been cruising. Uh-oh. He's flipped his red light on.
Be careful. And leave the radio open like I showed you.
I will. Just don't scare him off if he is the one.
See your license, ma'am?
Why? I didn't do anything wrong.
Well, that's for me to decide. You know, I seen you driving around early. You, looking for a little action?
I think you've got me mixed up with someone. Hey, what do you think you're doing?
Well, slide that pretty butt over here.
I don't know what you're trying to do, but I don't do this.
You just need a little straightening out.
No, come on. Now, wait, please.
Yeah.
Bill!
Mrs. Phil, lady, but
no.
Cooperate. You can call me anything you like.
No!
Come on.
No!
Isn't that better? How's that?
Huh? Freeze, Singleton.
Who the hell are you?
Lieutenant Cafaro. Get the hell out of the car.
Hey, we're both cops, right?
Wrong. You never were a cop. Come on, Diana. We can't stay here anymore.
Bill, I don't know what... How can we help Angie?
According to the doctor, she could come out of catatonic any time. Or never.
But I thought when we told her Singleton's in jail that it would, well, you know, bring her back.
I did, too. But maybe the shock of the rape, maybe the treatment she got at the police station, hell, even Sam didn't help Angela.
But she was always so strong-willed.
Something broke inside her. Something that will take a long time to repair.
Hello, this is Hugh Downs. Recently, I participated in a Ford LTD fuel economy run from Phoenix to Los Angeles, where the average for five cars was 18.8 miles per gallon with standard 351 V8 engines. The high was 20.3, and I averaged 19.7. My first reaction was surprise, because I think you'll agree the numbers sound a little high. So I'd like to stress that gas mileage depends on many factors. Things like total weight, maintenance, road and driving conditions. And you might not get the same results. But probably most important of all are your personal driving habits. How you behave when you drive. And one of the things we did in the test was to make a point of never exceeding 50 miles an hour. I think all of us who participated would agree that driving reasonably is a very modest price to pay for something else you can get from a Ford LTD. The good feeling of riding in a solid, well-made automobile.
The quiet riding Ford. The closer you look, the better we look.
I'm Rod Serling. Close your eyes. Exercise your imagination. And join us again on our next presentation of The Zero Hour.
Radio drama by Keith Walker. Jackie Cooper was heard as Lieutenant Phil Cafaro. Featured in the cast were Iris Mann, Jane Webb, John Larch, and Ben Cooper. Zero Hour, created by J.M. Colas, directed by Don Hills, is produced in Hollywood for the Mutual Broadcasting System by Radio Productions Incorporated. Music is composed and conducted by Stanley D. Hoffman. Rochelle Sherman, associate producer. This has been a presentation of the Mutual Broadcasting System.